Hello, everybody. Welcome to the No Point Podcast. Before the podcast begins, I just have to let everybody know this podcast will not be a video version for this episode because me and Francis sat down to record this podcast and then realized after we recorded it that we didn't record any, video. The camera wasn't on. So that's my bad. Anyways, enjoy the show. Hello and welcome back to the No Point Podcast. I hope you are ready because we have an amazing episode ahead of you today. Francis, are you ready for this?
I'm not doing well.
Are you excited?
I'm not, no. You shouldn't have left me alone.
What do you mean I shouldn't
you
have
left me alone for a minute?
Where did I leave you alone?
Just now.
Right, what do you mean just now?
I was fine. I was ready for the podcast.
You mean when I just went upstairs to get a water before I hit record?
Yes.
You went I left you alone for 3 seconds.
And when you left me alone, things went bad down here. I was alone. I needed to do something. So I was Googling. And I Googled, like, just, you know, about the test I'm recently going to be taking. And accidentally a video popped up. And it was ranking 100 majors as how good they are to get.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm a little bit interested.
Yeah, yeah. What?
The cover looked good. Everything looked good. I press it. I'm skipping ahead. And everything else is in like A tier, B tier, C tier, D tier, E tier. There's nothing in F tier. Nothing. Nothing's in F tier. Because I'm like, this guy just doesn't want to offend anybody. You know, this isn't a real good video because you got to put something in F tier.
Yeah, something is
and
the worst major.
And next thing he knows,
again.
It goes performing arts. Well, guys, not even I can put this in any tier but F tier. Right in F tier.
Francis, can you just quickly refresh my memory for a second? Francis, what did you major?
No. You know, gender studies got above that. You know, I was the only F tier. Like, I'm not saying, look, I'm not cracking on anybody with a gender study degree, but I think we deserve to be an F tier together. I don't want to be the only one there.
Let me get this straight. Performing arts is the worst major to possibly get.
In this guy's opinion. I don't know. This guy's opinion. But yeah, so things went really bad.
You know who would share that opinion that this guy has?
Who?
Your mother. Isn't that weird?
Okay. Yeah, my mom was making a video. That would be the same ranking. Actually, this guy's in my mother's... No, but it was pretty bad because imagine, like, just gone for 30 seconds and while you're gone, somebody wrecks your entire life. That's what just happened.
You were alone with your intrusive thoughts and your intrusive thoughts
I was, but my intrusive... my intrusive thoughts had a chart. You know what I mean? It had a graph. It did research.
They had data to back up their point.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Boy, was it convincing.
Usually, see, I can fight my intrusive thoughts because at least I can be like, well, Francis, you're stupid, so what do you know? This guy knew.
this guy let you know how stupid.
I couldn't say he was stupid. He was right.
Yeah. Well, what is this show, and what's so special about this show?
Yeah, guys, sorry, but I'm a little bit off my game, so I'll just welcome you to the No Point Podcast, where we talk about everything, anything, and nothing all at the same time. It's pretty impressive.
Roll the intro.
Here's a show for the broskies, fellas, and ladies. Still safe to play around the babies. Whether you're 18 months or 80. A lot of trash talk, but nothing shady. Two bros, Francis and JP, talk about everything, anything, and nothing. This is something you could laugh to daily. No Point Podcast, man, it's crazy.
Yesterday was Easter. If you're listening to this podcast, it's actually going to be like 7 days ago was Easter.
Yeah, but they're confused. They're blown away. They're like, what? Yesterday was what?
But no, yesterday was Easter, and sure. We have a whole Easter-themed, a lot of different Easter stories to share with you guys. But first, if you didn't know, we post a new episode of this podcast every single Friday, so make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you listen to this podcast so you do not miss a single episode. Make sure to share this podcast with a friend and leave a 5-star review.
You know
if
where
this
I
is your first time listening to this podcast, welcome in. Thank you for listening. I'm Chippy Bree. I'm joined, as always, with my brother, who's completely average and now known as the worst. First major ever, my brother, Francesco.
I hope you had applause. Yes, hello. It is I, him. You know how you, like, wherever you listen to this podcast, right? What do you think's the weirdest place somebody can listen
There's
to
a lot
podcast?
Of them. We're yeah, available
like,
on...
I know Spotify and Apple Music, of course. Nobody's... Like, they'll fight each other. They'll be like, oh my god, you listen on Apple, you listen on Spotify. Both of you are fine. I'm asking for the theater degree of listening to podcasts. You know what I mean? Like, just the worst.
Our podcast is available on 18 different platforms.
Really?
And I do get the data if you wanted me to pull it
up. No, I don't... I mean, I'm not even saying the least popular one to listen it on. Because, like, I'm just saying, like, the oddest one you've never heard of. Like, probably people haven't heard of Anchor, some people. But Anchor's still semi-popular. Like, I'm talking about, like, just the tin cans of listening to podcasts.
We are available on CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, Overcast, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Apple and Spotify.
I think it was the fifth one. I can't even remember.
Stitcher?
It. Stitcher, yeah. Whoever's listening to your podcast on Stitcher, I'm sorry.
Who's doing it? Which one of you is on Stitcher?
Yeah, especially, I just found out, like, seven other platforms that seemed like they were, like, public radio. That one feels more legit.
Yeah, I don't know who's listening to us on Stitcher, but let me know. We're worried about you, buddy.
You're my favorite,
buddy. I'll send you a T-shirt. Worried. Yeah, it's just you. You don't have to hide anymore. We know. We got your IP address, buddy. We're coming.
The funniest thing is that guy's also the one person that listens to it on Stitcher. Is also the creator of Stitcher, which is awesome to know. Awesome to know. Hello.
You know that only one person uses Stitcher, and he made Stitcher.
Yeah, that's just him.
So yesterday was Easter. And my Easter dilemmas start with me and Francis were at the mall. And a recent new thing is people can take pictures with the Easter Bunny.
Oh, this was hilarious.
Do you know this? So here's my question for the podcast.
Yeah.
Is the Easter Bunny a male or a female?
That's a good question.
Many of you may have not even considered that
good
thought.
Question.
The gender of the Easter Bunny. But I have. And I know, deep down, that the Easter Bunny is a male.
Deep down, you know.
Now, I've been told on several occasions since then, that's a bit of a sexist stereotype.
I will say that.
It's a bit sexist to assume the Easter Bunny's a male.
We've talked about this at length, and I don't know if you've specifically mentioned this at the podcast, but you have an issue where you gender everything a guy.
Everything's a guy
because
I'm a guy.
Your go-to gender is a guy because you're a guy. So, like, you see a dog, you're like, he's so cute.
Yeah.
And then they're like, she's a she.
I usually go with it, and they're like, that's not an it.
Can I tell you, though, that is my biggest pet peeve? If I misgender your dog, you know, they feel the need to correct me. How do you know? You know what I mean? I'm like, okay. And if it is, I don't care, Cindy. I will call it an it. To be honest, it is not a person. It doesn't have an identity, okay? It is on a leash, and you pick up its feces. So I don't want to hear your gender of your dog. I'm not going to remember it, okay? I'm not.
I like that we're drawing our line in the sand right here.
Just let me call your dog anything. You should be happy I even addressed your dog. Okay? I gave it a real thing. It's beautiful. And they'll be like, it's a she. No, it's an it. Okay? I love dogs. I do. I love dogs.
We are going to have
I'm just
going to
misgender them. Okay? Continue.
We are going to have some angry, angry, angry.
Just don't correct the person. They don't care. I said he doesn't care. It could have been a she that misgendered them.
Anyway, what is the gender of the Easter Bunny? I've always thought it was a male. Most importantly because of Hop. The TV show, the movie Hop. In the movie Hop, the Easter Bunny's a dude. It's been a dude its whole life. I thought the Easter Bunny was Peter Cottontail. With the rise of people having...
It's like Santa Claus, you know?
Yeah, it's a man.
It's not to say...
There's Mrs. Bunny, but the Easter Bunny handles the Easter the majority of the work. Why are you making this sexist? I'm just trying to discuss the gender of the Easter Bunny. Stop.
The way it wasn't sexist until you said, handles the majority of the work, of course.
Well, yeah. What are we talking about? We know.
Yeah, okay.
Anyways, so... I thought I'd die on this line. So we're walking through the mall where there was an Easter Bunny that was available for children to take pictures of. So I decided to express my anger when I noticed this Easter Bunny was a woman. And I said, what? They couldn't get the real Easter Bunny? What's going on here? We gotta take pictures with Mrs. Easter Bunny? What? Where's the Easter Bunny?
Yeah.
Now, I'm only saying this out loud to Francis and my mother.
But you're not. You understand that because the way you're everybody right now... I like to imagine when you listen to a podcast, you picture the situation, right? And how you've described it is, like, you're a decent amount of way, and you're looking at me, and you're like, I couldn't get the real Easter Bunny? Like, funny joke, wink, wink, we got a woman, blah, blah, blah. No. JP is yelling this at the top of his lungs, and there is a little, like, gate to the Easter Bunny, and it's, like, a small little thing that's just, like, for a garden.
Yeah.
And the Easter Bunny is probably... 4 feet away from us.
The Easter Bunny can hear my critiques.
And JP is not nudging. He's yelling. Where's the real Easter Bunny? Where's the real Easter Bunny? That's not the Easter Bunny. When's the Easter Bunny a woman? Yelling this at the mall. People in line. Well, in line.
I don't want like them to waste... It's $40. I don't want them wasting $40 to take a picture with a female Easter Bunny when we all know the Easter Bunny's a man.
Here's the thing. You're like asking for backup as if somebody would be like, shucks, really screwed that one up. We didn't know. They go in the back and get a male Easter Bunny. This is all they have.
Moral of the story is the majority of people are with me right now. Not on all of it. No. But they are with me on the fact that they think the Easter Bunny is a man.
And here's why they're not with you. Because... And I think that it's something in a human nature that, like, when we think something's facts, we don't care about anybody else's opinion, and we immediately become the expert. Because at that moment, you believed you knew more about the Easter Bunny than the people whose job it is to get the Easter Bunny and to take pictures with them. Do you think they did more research than you?
No, I think they got the cheapest costume.
Obviously they did, because then our mother, a woman...
Of course she would know.
She's not as enthralled about this as JP. JP is furious right now. My mother is not as furious, and she's like, the Easter Bunny can be either or. Okay, she's more level-headed. JP, like, hearing that, wanted to stone her.
Yeah.
Like, you were like, what do you mean? It could be either or. Like, last time you get an opinion, and now I'm starting to realize the way he's treating my mother, this seems personal.
You guys are making this out.
Seems personal.
You guys are making this out. A little too much sexism for my liking. I quick tried to settle this argument, put my mother in her place. Say, it cannot be a male or a female. It's a male. Did a little Googling, what's going on here? I got some data.
Yeah. And what did the data say?
The data said the Easter Bunny has been a female and always been a female.
Yeah.
Never has there been a male Easter Bunny.
Yep.
The Easter Bunny has always been a woman. And my complaint is with Sony Pictures, because you made Hop a man.
I wish you took this lying down. You know, like, I wish you read it and you said to yourself, well, I guess I was wrong. But no, the rest of them all walk. All I heard was, no, that can't be it. I gotta Google more.
You guys are with me, though. And not even in a sexist way, you just assumed the Easter Bunny was a man. You just had to, because that's what, I just always thought it. I was the Easter Bunny for 5 years at my church after Mass on Easter Sunday. And trust me, when I was acting as the Easter Bunny, I played that role as a man.
You owe all those kids an apology.
It was one of my greatest
performances. You owe those kids an apology. I will say that, like, out of the, I understand where you went wrong, because out of the mythical, holiday, ambassadors, okay. Right? Santa Claus, man.
Sandman.
Tooth Fairy.
Woman.
But in the...
In the movie. Tooth Fairy's a guy.
Is a guy. So, like, I don't know, like, I think a lot, and also in the movie Game Plan.
Tooth Fairy's with a guy.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So I think there's a lot of, like, movies that make them guys. Like, the only woman that I know is, like, Mother Nature, and that's in their name.
Yeah, I'm back on this. I'm right. They're wrong. But this leads to the concept of hate crimes.
You committed one that day? No. Is that what you're going to say?
No, my statements that I've made about the Easter Bunny's gender was completely a mistake on me. It's no, like, I'm not being sexist. I'm not trying to be sexist. There's a little bit of sexist humor in the fact that I assumed it was a man and I'm a man, and that's a little funny to think about. But in no way am I calling for hate crime against Easter Bunnies.
I don't think anybody was thinking that until now.
Apparently people were. Because recently we were at a restaurant, and our waitress came over to our table and informed us of a hate crime towards an Easter Bunny.
Oh my gosh. Yes. That did happen. We're just... So we've gotten close to... if you don't know, we have Applebee's stories that we, like, get close because we like to eat at the same place until eventually we get sick of it.
I don't go you to, know? I don't go to Applebee's anymore.
Like, I don't, there are people that do this, and then there are people that, like, people won't, like, eat the same meal twice in a row because they don't want to get sick of it. We'll eat the same meal 30 times in a row until eventually we become sickened with the idea of eating there.
Exactly.
So, right now we're doing that with a place, and we've gotten pretty familiar with, one of the waiters, and we...
Waitresses, you misgendered. You said waiters, which is the male form of I waiter, thought, which just shows you that you're...
Sidetrack.
You're misgendering.
Sidetrack. You're gonna have to Google this. I'm pretty sure
it's a the waitress.
Job is waiters, but then
no,
people say...
No, staff.
No, I
no,
think I talked
I
to somebody
I think you're
about
being
this.
A little sexist.
I think I talked about
this. I think he's being a little
I think
sexist.
I talked about this.
Yeah, sure. He's now trying to get himself out of this. Yup, nope, you got canceled. Too late. Yup, what do we got? What does the data tell us? What does the data tell us, Google? Mr. Google, what is the intel telling us? Huh? Huh? Misgendered? Huh? What is the data telling us?
So being a waiter being a waiter is a job.
Yes. Yes, it is a job. It's a job that you can have.
Okay.
You can have the waiter job. You could not be a waitress.
Being a waiter is a job.
Yes.
And therefore, I was saying...
No.
You know how,
no,
like, teacher.
No.
Being a teacher, you don't call it a teacheress.
Well,
you don't call them...
Because everybody's a teacher.
And everybody's a waiter.
No. No, some people are waitresses.
I don't care about the gender of your dog. Gosh darn it. Okay, well, whatever. I was trying to be politically correct. And maybe a bit. I don't know when we have genders for things and when we don't. But anyway, the waitress in question, and if somebody is like, no, Francis, you should have stayed on your guns. You were right. I'm sorry. I just can't take gaslighting by this kid anymore. I was gaslighted into this. So if I'm right or wrong, I was gaslighted. Whatever. Waitress, we've grown a rapport.
Yes.
All right, we've grown a rapport. And she's like, you wouldn't believe what's happened.
I go, what?
She goes, there was a crime committed at the Easter Bunny house. Now, we have a house in the middle of, like, this.
It's an outdoor
shopping
mall. So instead of, like, the inside of the mall having Easter Bunny, there's, like, a shed where you can take pictures.
Yeah,
of
in the middle of the place, there's, like, a gazebo and then a shed. And the shed is where the Easter Bunny resides. And then also around Christmas time, Santa Claus resides.
They share one hall.
It's a timeshare. It's a timeshare.
Yeah.
I tried to rent it out. They're really only into, like, people that have, like, holidays about
them. Well, I pitched to them, like, the Tooth Fairy year-round, and, like, anybody that loses their tooth could just stop on by.
That's
and
not
then
a horrible
we
idea.
We could use those teeth for, like, science.
To be fair, I don't think people market the Tooth Fairy enough.
Cloning. Don't ask why I need the teeth.
Personally, I didn't think you were gonna do it, but now that I know
now
that
your
whole idea is that you want to personally collect the teeth, I was just saying that, like, in general, a place where a kid can drop off a tooth seems like a good idea.
Okay, and then what we do with those teeth, you wouldn't question.
Because the whole breaking and entering thing, pretty creepy for me.
Santa does it, so does the Easter Bunny, but
yeah,
when
but
the Tooth Fairy does it,
no,
you have
no, no,
a problem.
But Santa breaks into your house and then goes to your living room to the tree. Tooth Fairy breaks into my bedroom, gets so ridiculously close to me that they're under my pillow, snatches my tooth. Santa doesn't take anything from you except for milk and cookies. This person takes a part of your body. What? Where does the line end? Okay? Is there the femur fairy? You know? What kind of bones do they want? You know? It's dark. The Tooth Fairy's dark.
Francis is the first person who's on record as anti-Tooth Fairy.
I don't think I'm the first.
So what happened at
so
this
anyway,
Easter Bunny cabin?
There was a crime committed at the Easter Bunny's house.
Okay.
Oh my god.
I am locked in.
We're like, what? What do you mean? Somebody threw, wasn't it eggs?
Jelly beans.
Jelly beans at the Easter Bunny's house. Like, the Easter Bunny was in there.
Yeah.
Some kids came along.
Teenagers.
Took jelly beans, started
doing
tossing
damage.
Them at them, and apparently they broke a window. So now the Easter Bunny is, like, area has a board over the window, which just makes it inherently janky. Inherently? Like, what's next? Bars behind the window?
Apparently, the Easter Bunny exited the house to see what was going on, and they did make contact with the Easter Bunny. They were throwing jelly beans physically at the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
The Easter Bunny was assaulted and battered.
Because when the Easter Bunny came out, jelly beans started getting tossed at him. Do you think... And so, immediately, I started thinking, maybe they thought Santa was there because they have the timeshare thing, and maybe didn't know a new tenant's in. But jelly beans are specifically...
Easter Bunny themed.
To pelt... What has to happen in the world for you to have a strict hatred towards the... Nobody hates the... I get it if you hate Santa. He's inherently... Economist.
You're thinking capitalist.
No. Economist. Okay. He's racist towards economic systems.
Like, I don't know.
Poor kids get poor presents. Rich kids get rich presents. That's not fair. You ever notice that?
Now I have.
Yeah, it's economist.
What the issue here is, what we're clearly seeing is this was a premeditated attack.
So I get it if you hate Santa. Because, like, you know, you go to school someday, and if your household's economically challenged, you'll go and they'll be like, yeah, I got a PS5. And maybe you got a toothbrush that year. And that's great, because everybody needs a toothbrush. That's not the problem. But I could see where a hatred could stem towards Santa. What'd the Easter Bunny do? Did he hide the eggs too well? Could you not find them? Where's the line? Who could I ever convince you to get up in the morning, come with me to the Easter Bunny's house and pelt jelly beans at the Easter Bunny? I couldn't. How was there a gaggle of them? Where did they meet? Are you friends?
On an online forum of Easter Bunny hatred.
How far ahead did you plan? You had to buy the jelly beans, correct?
Yes.
What do you want to do today? I don't know. There's a cool movie out. Want to pelt jelly beans at the mat? Like, horrible, horrible thing. And the poor man, or woman, the Easter Bunny. I think it's a man on our place, which changes things for your argument, because hey, I think, man, it's a man.
Hey, man, any evidence I can get to back up my point, I'd appreciate.
I think, imagine if that was a thing, though. Imagine, like, if mall Santas, like, some were women, some were men. You wouldn't know what to do.
No, you would not.
So, like, it's weird that, like, this one, we can't all get our ducks in a row on this.
Some people think the Easter Bunny's a guy, some people think it's a girl. Where I draw the line is, the Easter Bunny, you'd think, like, he's a nice guy. He's not gonna press charges. These kids were out there. He did press charges against these kids.
Do you think Easter Bunny would have?
Probably more. Probably more. But this Easter Bunny...
What do you mean by that?
If I had to guess, I think they pressed more charges.
What do you mean by
that? Anyways, the Easter Bunny pressed charges, and these kids were arrested by police officers at a restaurant, and this is how we found out, because the waitress that we had informed us that they were arrested after committing their crime.
What do you think they were charged with?
I don't know.
They were really caught with egg on their face there.
I can't imagine what they were possibly charged in.
What do you write down? I think the police officer laughed.
I think it's assault and battery.
Does he laugh? Like, yeah. He's gotta be like, what the heck?
Yeah, the cops are laughing on their callback.
Like, you wouldn't, like, and no, but I think they're dead serious and they're angry and they're disappointed. But then when they have to, like, explain to people what he did, they were like, they went out, they found jelly beans. They broke a window in the cabin of the Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny then came out to see what the heck was happening. It's raining jelly beans. And then he just kept getting pelted by jelly beans.
With an endless barrage.
I picture the Easter Bunny at a certain point was on the ground.
Please!
On the barrage.
Please! No more jelly beans!
How much ammo do you need? You know,
multiple bags, one bag.
They were shouting stuff at him. What do you shout? Take this, Easter Bunny. Easter racism. Like, you have to have some lines ready to go to shout at this. Like, how dare you? Like, the only thing I can get my head around is if the person playing this Easter Bunny, like, they know personally.
Yeah, yeah, they know the guy inside the costume and they
personally.
No, I think it's all,
that's the only thing. I can't have this belief that this is a full hatred towards Easter Bunny. Because why him? Maybe, just maybe, they're the opposite of you. They believe the Easter Bunny is a woman. And they are personally offended that this one's a man. And they needed to know that this guy can no longer be here.
We'll never know. We will never know.
But I strive to do something more crazy in a day than what those kids do.
And I don't know if you'll ever
will. More unhinged than that.
I don't know if you ever will.
I can never pitch anybody to do that. That's my true friendship test. If you won't pelt the Easter Bunny with jelly beans with me, you're not my friend. Find you a friend like that.
Find you a friend that will assault the Easter Bunny.
With Easter... Just wait till Christmas. Those kids are coming back.
They're taking out Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, everybody's... That cabin will get it.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. This is all the time we have today. Make sure you follow this podcast. Make sure you leave us a 5-star review. Make sure you check out our fan house, which is a great place that you can get extra never-seen-before podcasts, including the video version of the podcast early and
often. We're being recorded?
We're being recorded. And you wore green today, which was just setting you up to be a walking green screen through everything you said. So I appreciate that you did that.
Do you think I'm more attractive than people think by my voice or less attractive?
I don't know, but if they can find out me. If they go to Fan House.
Yeah, they've probably never seen my face.
Free pass. And they can watch us for free. Free pass if you make a Fan House account. Francis, we give a code word each time we do this podcast so we know people listened. They can go and comment this on our No Point Podcast Instagram, which you should be following because we post clips of the show every single day on our No Point Podcast Instagram. So go follow and leave in the comments this code word right now after you finish this episode. What's the code word, Francis?
That's a good question. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The Easter Bunny's a guy, right?
Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you. This is Chippy Bree signing off.
And I'm Francis.